For the first time ever, the Davidson County Prosecutor's Office is looking into a potential wrongful conviction. Late Friday, a conviction review unit announced it would take another look at the case of Joseph Webster, a Nashville man serving a life sentence for murder. WPLN contributor Julieta Martinelli reports on what's next.
Now that Joseph Webster's case has cleared the first hurdle, the DA's office will assign an investigator to track down leads, interview witnesses, and follow up on the new evidence provided by Webster's legal team.
We've been waiting for this for about 2.5 years, and just to get here, he's been extremely patient, always remained optimistic that we would get a fair shake on this one.
Attorney Daniel Horwitz says it's unclear how long the investigation will take, but says he and his client, who has already spent 13 years behind bars, don't want it to be rushed.
This is a case where every single new lead that we've followed up on has revealed more and more and more exculpatory evidence. Everything that gets investigated will be good for him.
Horwitz says it was Webster's brother who committed the crime more than 20 years ago. Once the new investigation is complete, District Attorney Glenn Funk and his top deputies will review the findings. In the end, it will be up to Funk alone to decide on recommending Webster to be freed. For WPLN News, I'm Julieta Martinelli.